Oh, thank you, man. Well, you know, my heroes are still my heroes, man. Arthur Ashe and, you know, Harry Belafonte and Dolores Huerta and Mother Teresa, you know, the Dalai Lama, Desmond Tutu, you know, all that, you know. And I know that they're part of me and I'm part of them. You know, I don't look up to them and they don't look down to me. We look straight ahead to each other.
Eye to eye.
Eye to eye, man, and that's the best way to do it, because if you have to look up, then you have to look down. One monk asked me one time, let me get this straight, you mean you don't look up to nobody, even God? And I said, man, God don't like to look down.
Right on.
Otherwise, he won't be God. God looks straight at what he made, and he says, it's good, because I'm good. Any God that has guilt, shame, judgment, condemnment, fear, vengeance is mine, and he's jealous, that's Godzilla.
I get you on that, bro. All the bad stuff you're saying in one group.
No. God is love, man. God's not Godzilla. Godzilla is just a guy inside this suit where you pull a zipper and he comes out, and it's just, that's Godzilla. Godzilla has no power. God has power. And the power, the greatest power, is the power of love.
You could live anywhere. This is a special place you and I share. What made you want to move here, and how, when you're talking like you were just talking, how have you been able to connect spiritually here?
Every time I plan something, God falls on the floor laughing, you know? but I plan it anyway, you know? I say, okay, God, I know you're going to crack up, but I want to, I'm 65, maybe when I'm 75, I plan to buy a small piece of land in Hana and build a one-floor house, very simple, just so I can play my guitar and my wife can play her drums. And I want to live in Hana, you know, in Maui, because there's something about me tells me that I will know when my mechanics, my physical muscle mechanics will leave me like they left my father. And I will be able to still touch hearts with the word. I may not be able to play my guitar anymore, and I'm okay with that. But I will still be able to crystallize my thoughts and to jolt in someone's heart to remind them of their own light.
What a great place to do it. And with your beautiful wife, Cindy. I used to love watching her play with Lenny Kravitz. She's such a soulful woman. It's amazing that you ended up with her. I wonder how you interact musically at home there on Maui. Can you share anything with us?
Oh, yeah, we're constantly, she's constantly playing Miles and Tony Williams and Wayne Shorter and Herbie. I mean, I get into the car, and the first thing she says is, turn it up louder! You know, most women go, oh, my God, it's hurting my ears. Can you please turn it down? I'm trying to think. Like, get out of the car and take a cab, you know? But with my wife, with Cindy, you know, the first thing she says is like, turn it up louder. And then she sings every phrase from Wayne and Herbie and Cole and Coltrane and Tony Williams. She knows all the parts. You know, I mean, it's mind-boggling to be with a woman who's so beautiful, yet she's dynamic like Bruce Lee, and she has courage of Evel Knievel, and she plays drums like a supreme electric octopus. And I'm like, oh my God! And I get to be the recipient, you know, of her love, you know. So I just thank God all the time, man. Thank you, sweet baby Jesus.
I can imagine, my brother. Well, I high-five you, and Carlos, since we're public radio, it'd mean a lot, and I no pressure, but when you are in Honolulu, you think there's any way I could drop by, record a brief follow-up thing before the show, or would that be a hassle? If it's a hassle, no.
No, absolutely. Dave, I look forward to it, man. I want you to come over, and we can talk about our favorite subject.
That's
rainbows
cool.
And Bob Marley.
Very cool, man. Looking forward to that. And as a final note, Carlos, the floor is yours. You have a statewide audience here on HPR. Is there any message you'd like to share with everybody listening?
Hi, I'm Carlos Santana here in this beautiful radio station with Dave Lawrence, and we invite you to spread a rumor. The chairman of the board, Mr. Willie Nelson, and Santana are going to record a Bob Marley tune called Baby, Baby, We Got a Date. And so we got a date, man. Come and see us and bring the grandchildren, because we plan to plant in their minds some seeds of light. God bless you.
I love it, Carlos.
We got a date, man.
I'll see you at the show. I give you a big hug.
Take care. Best of your family.
You too. Aloha, brother.
Aloha, brother.